second premise tells us that the set of honourable people does not intersect with the set of people who deserve to be shot. D. But we really are in no position to add D to the diagram, because we have no idea how it relates to S. D could intersect with S, as in dotted circle D overlaps circle S, which is separate from circle H. Or D could be a subset of S. Dotted circle D is inside circle S, which is separate from circle H. Or S could be a subset of D. Circle S is inside dotted circle D, which is separate from circle H. The conclusion assumes the last of these possibilities with no justification. The easiest way to avoid this fallacy is to remember that if either premise is negative, the conclusion must also be negative. Well, that's enough of Aristotle's theory of the categorical syllogism. Working through these inferences and drawing the diagrams to represent them will help to sharpen your logic skills. While it is not important to memorize the 15 valid syllogisms or the 5 most common syllogistic fallacies, it is important to see how the former preserve validity while the latter destroy it. Once you have mastered the concept of validity, you will be more able to move beyond categorical syllogisms to more sophisticated argument forms, as we shall see in the next chapter. Exercises. Identify Barbara syllogisms underlying the arguments in the following passages. Reconstruct them in valid, deductive standard form using this pattern. 1. Subject bridge. 2. Bridge predicate. 3. Therefore subject predicate. Follow these 5 steps for success. 1. Draw a blank, 3-step standard form. 1. Blank. 2. Blank. 3. Therefore. 2. Fill in the conclusion with a categorical statement containing a clear subject and predicate. Remember that the conclusion is the main thing the author is trying to prove to you. 1. Blank. 2. Blank. 3. Therefore, S is P. 3. Copy S to its proper position in premise 1 and P to its proper position in premise 2. 1. S is blank. 2. Blank is P. 3. Therefore, S is P. 4. Find the bridge or middle term that connects the subject to the predicate. 1. S is M. 2. M is P. 3. Therefore, S is P. 5. As always, feel free to translate the author's ideas into your own words, and remember there is more than one way to do it. To check your work, draw circle diagrams to represent your syllogisms and then compare your answers to the answers in the key at the end of this book. Classics. Passage from Hugh Burden's Classical Athens and the Delphic Oracle, Divination and Democracy. It was noted at the start of the chapter that Athens was at war for almost the entire period of the democracy. The basic divisions of the citizen body, the 10 tribes, were, as we have seen, military units, and to be a citizen was to be a soldier. Studies of the Athenian democracy, which concentrate on the internal workings of the city in peacetime, ignore the areas of life that have the most importance for the citizens themselves. Farming and fighting were the most common activities of Athenian citizens, something very different from the experience of the inhabitants of modern democracies. Concern for the gods was important in both these activities, and therefore central to the lives of the people of democratic Athens. Philosophy. Find 2 linked syllogisms. From Aristotle's Nicomachean Ethics. Now he who exercises his reason and cultivates it seems to be both in the best state of mind and most dear to the gods. For if the gods have any care for human affairs, as they are thought to have, it would be reasonable both that they should delight in that which was best and most akin to them, i.e. reason, and that they should reward those who love and honour this most, as caring for the things that are dear to them and acting both rightly and nobly. And that all these attributes belong most of all to the philosopher is manifest. He, therefore, is the dearest to the gods, and he who is that will presumably be also the happiest, so that in this way too the philosopher will more than any other be happy. Religion. Find two linked syllogisms. From Crystal Manning and Phil Zuckerman's Sex and Religion. Perhaps the antagonism between sex and religion can be traced to sex's linkage with the body. Many religions seek to commune with and emphasize the eternal, the immortal, the everlasting. The body is none of these things. The body decays, withers, dies, and eventually rots. Therefore, many religions see the body as impermanent and thus of lesser value than the soul, which is understood as eternal and transcendent. Anything associated with the body is subsequently deemed not only of less importance, but often unholy. Sex, of course, is deeply associated with the body. In fact, the body is its universe. Because most religions focus on the eternal, and because the body is not eternal, and because sex is ultimately a celebration of the body, it perhaps makes sense that religions would develop a hostility towards sexual activity, envisioning it as a feast of the impermanent and indulgence of the transitory. As Paul writes in Romans 8:13, "For if you live by the flesh, you will die." Chapter 3. Sentential Logic. Put the argument into a concrete shape, into an image, some hard phrase, round and solid as a ball, which they can see and handle and carry home with them, and the cause is half won. Ralph Waldo Emerson. As we have seen, a categorical statement asserts a relationship between two categories. The classic example of a categorical statement is, "All men are mortal." This statement asserts that every member of the set of men is a member of the set of mortal beings. Men are not immortal like the gods. Throughout history, since Aristotle's day, this classic categorical statement has been used to illustrate syllogistic logic. 1. All men are mortal. 2. Socrates is a man. 3. Therefore, Socrates is mortal. If the premises are true, then the conclusion cannot be false. Categorical syllogisms demonstrate the connections between categorical statements. Although this alone does a great deal to clarify thought, logicians were not long satisfied limiting themselves to categorical statements. Nor will you, as a critical thinker, be satisfied with this limitation. You will want to be able to demonstrate connections between categorical statements and other kinds of statements. This brings us to sentential logic. Sentential logic, also known as propositional logic, studies the connections between different kinds of statements. Conditional statements. The pivotal concept for sentential logic is the conditional statement, which is a very common component in the arguments we use every day. A conditional statement is a statement of the form if dot 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 then dot dot dot. The if part of a conditional statement is called the antecedent, and the then part is called the consequent. Consider the following example about Socrates' dog, Argos. If Socrates is mortal, then Argos is mortal. This statement uses the logical operator if dot dot then dot 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 to connect two categorical statements. The antecedent contains the categorical statement Socrates is mortal, while the consequent contains the categorical statement Argos is mortal. The logical operator if dot dot then dot 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 asserts a relationship between the two categorical statements. It asserts that the truth of the second categorical statement is implied by the truth of the first categorical statement. This is to say that given the truth of the antecedent, the consequent must be true as well. If the antecedent is not true, then we don't know whether the consequent is true or false. but if the antecedent is true, then the consequent must be true as well. You may notice that this relationship is parallel to the definition of a valid argument. If the premises are true, then the conclusion must be true as well. This parallel is no coincidence. The conditional statement asserts logical implication in the same way a deductive argument does. Both components of our conditional statement about Socrates and his dog are categorical statements. The antecedent, Socrates is mortal, tells us that Socrates is a member of the category of mortals. The consequent, Argos is mortal, tells us that Argos is a member of the category of mortals. By describing membership in categories, categorical statements attempt to convey facts. Even a false categorical statement such as Socrates is a woman is attempting to convey a fact. This is to say that categorical statements are descriptive statements. The really great thing about conditional statements is that they don't only connect descriptive statements. They can connect any two kinds of statements you like. For critical thinkers, the most important type of statement next to the descriptive statement is the prescriptive statement, also known as the normative statement. While a descriptive statement tells how the world is, a prescriptive statement tells how the world should be. For example, Socrates should make every day count. This statement conveys a value judgment rather than a fact. It is not descriptive, but prescriptive. Needless to say, prescriptive statements are very common. Here are some examples we have already encountered in previous chapters. Vincent Cockley should receive the maximum penalty. I should buy a hybrid. The desire for sexual expression should be given an outlet through transmutation. Roe v. Wade and the Abortion Act should be repealed. Bear in mind that there are various synonyms for should, such as ought to, must, would be best, etc. Prescriptive statements can be negative as well, as in should not, ought not, must not, would be wrong, etc. It is important to be able to identify prescriptive statements because they often serve as the main proposal of an author's argument, the conclusion he or she is trying to establish. The conditional operator if dot 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 then dot 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 can connect a descriptive statement to a prescriptive statement as follows. If Socrates is mortal, then he should make every day count. It can also connect two prescriptive statements. For example, if Socrates should make every day count, then Argos should make every day count too. While it is not impossible to incorporate prescriptive elements into categorical syllogisms, sentential logic and the conditional operator if dot dot then dot 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 provide a more natural vehicle for prescriptive arguments. Another type of statement the conditional operator can connect is the predictive statement. A predictive statement tells how the world will be. For example, Socrates will die of cancer within 6 months. A predictive statement is really just a descriptive statement about the future. Scientists often make predictive statements. For example, a physician might present an argument for his conclusion that Socrates will die of cancer within 6 months. Nevertheless, non-scientific arguments often incorporate predictive statements as well. For example, if Socrates will die of cancer within 6 months, then he should be allowed to retire now and receive a government pension. Here, the predictive statement provides a condition for a prescriptive statement. We can easily imagine a lawyer or a philosopher using this conditional statement in an argument. One last type of statement worth mentioning here is the counterfactual conditional. A counterfactual conditional statement tells how the world would be if its antecedent were true. For example, if Socrates were a god, then he would be immortal. This statement does not assert that Socrates is immortal, that he should be immortal, or that he will be immortal. Rather, it asserts that he would be immortal if the world were different, if he were a god instead of a man. Counterfactual conditionals are very useful in arguments, especially when criticizing an opponent. For example, someone might assert, "If Socrates were allowed to retire now and receive a government pension, then everyone else with cancer would be allowed to do the same, and the government would go broke."